I'm Julie.
I'm Kalea.
And you're listening to the latest episode of Girls With Fun.
Thanks for joining us. Every week we get together and chat about something on our mind about BTS. Sometimes we're silly and sometimes we're serious, but we're always creating a podcast by ARMY for ARMY.
If you haven't yet, be sure to follow our social media accounts on Instagram and Twitter at Girls With Fun Pod and on Facebook at Girls With Fun Podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to leave us a review on your favorite streaming service.
And without further ado, let's get on with the episode.
No, hold on.
Yeah. Okay, guys, so Kalea and I were just, quick background, talking about what we are going to talk about today, and she was talking about Buzzcut June, so I thought she saw today's selfie, but apparently she didn't, so you're getting a live reaction right now.
What selfie? What are you talking about? Like, on their Twitter?
Yeah, the museum. He's at Hybe Insight.
BTS Twin?
Yeah.
Wait, no, I saw that. He doesn't have a buzz cut there, does he?
I thought he did. I was like, Kalea's going to be living for this.
No,
it's still on. I literally thought of you. It's not.
It's still on.
No.
Do not gas me.
No.
We can cut this. No, he hasn't cut it yet. He hasn't cut it yet.
You're telling me that's not a buzz cut?
No, it's still a lot of hair on his head.
It's so short, though.
I mean, that's how his haircuts looked, though. That's how his hair's been. But I was tweeting because Jin was saying that Namjoon couldn't join his live today. And then he was going to go cut his hair. And I'm like, well, what else could he cut, right? Like, there's barely anything left. Like if it's a buzz cut, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? But no, it's still here. Like, it's still there in the picture. It's very much hair.
So you want him, like, bald?
Like a buzz cut! I know you've seen the edits. Yes, I want him bald. And I want, like, you know, the edits where they're, like, people have done, like, different designs. Like, they've colored it different. Like, they've dyed it different. Like, maybe he'll be bleach blonde, but, like, I don't know, he puts, like, a hard, like, smiley face. It's, like, something really cute. Like, okay, I want, like, a whole buzz cut. Yes, I want him, like, yes, I want him bald. Not, like, oh, a little bit of hair. Like, no, we're already there. Like, we gotta go all the way. Like, let's take it home. Like, home run.
Yet another way you're being teased by Kim Namjoon.
Buzz cut. We're, like, we're so close. Just shave it off. I mean, it'll grow back immediately.
Yeah.
A few weeks. It'll probably be right back. Just cut it off for me one time.
So anyway, welcome to another episode of Girls With Fun.
What a way to start the episode. Yo, I was scared. I was like, do not play with me. Like, did he seriously cut his hair all the way off? Julie, do not start.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. Like, in my world, I guess I see it's not a buzz cut, but it is extremely short. Oh, so
I would have screamed.
I wasn't trying to fake you out. I thought it fit into the buzz cut category, and I thought that's what you were talking about.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, because when he came with his hair that short on the V Live, I was like, weird. He literally has a tuft of hair in the front of his head. Like, just shave it. Just shave it. I also saw a post, someone was talking about Peak June, and so it was like a video compilation of his hair at that era, and I was like, oh my god, his hair was so short on the sides, like, what if? Like, okay, shave off whatever else he had on his head at the time, but then dye it pink.
Do you remember that really old, I think it was like 2015 Peak June? Where it was the photo shoot, like, it's like his side profile, and he's wearing kind of like, it's like a baseball cap, but like softer and more organic, because you know Namjoon, like, it's not quite a flat brim, but just almost a flat brim, right? And he has like these clear glasses, and you can just see, I guess it's like undercut, but it looks like buzz cut.
Like,
do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know specifically what you're talking about, but there's many a photo where it looks like he has a buzz cut, and I'm like, you see what I'm putting down.
Oh, really? Yeah, I smell what you're stepping in.
Yeah,
sure.
You're picking up what I'm putting down. Like, this is where I'm trying to go with this. Like, we are so close, yet so far. Come on.
Somebody, I'll pray for you.
Somebody put him in the chair, bro. Just cut it off.
You're like, come on, stylist. You've never done me wrong yet.
Right. And then they're over here talking about a potential comeback that could happen in September. Like, we're right around the corner. Just do something a little different. Shake it up. How many of them out here run around with buzz cuts in K-pop? Don't know too many. Just shake it up, you know? Like...
And not like an extreme undercut, like all the way off.
Yeah. I'm not saying bald, like the Rock bald. Or, you know?
So that would also be a look. How many K-pop idols are running around fully bald, zero?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like... Yeah, I'm not gonna get in the whole like bald win. We're not going to go there. But yeah, I don't know if I can see the bald June look yet. I don't know. Maybe when he's in like his 40s and 50s, that's like his bag. That might be kind of cute then. I don't know about now. Do whatever you want with his head though. But no, I just want the buzz cut. Just give me a little bit, okay? The buzz cut, the earrings.
The earrings.
Come on, you're catching the vibe. Like,
oh yeah, definitely. I'm definitely blushing in my room by myself.
Yeah, anyway, welcome to Girls with Fun.
We are off to a raging start today. Actually, okay, so like normally I try to keep it like PG-13, right, on the pod. And like my TikTok for you page like definitely begs to differ, and I won't expose myself here or anything, but like I sent our group chat something and Kalea was literally like, it's 3 p.m. I can't be thinking about this right now.
Yep.
So anyway, always in our Namjoon feels 200%.
Yeah, I'm like, it wasn't not safe for work territory, but I'm also like, I can't do this.
No, I can't. I definitely
cannot. It's the middle of the day. I can't go here because I won't come back.
Speaking of Monday, Jin did a V-Live this morning, and I was like getting ready for a meeting, so I just had it on in my headphones, like Monday morning ASMR. And there's worse ways to start the week, I'm not gonna lie. It was great.
Did you catch it?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not catch it.
I was like really delulu and just sitting there like planning my meeting out and like getting my calendar together and like looking at things, and like Jin is chatting in the background. I'm like, I feel like he's my like coworker right now. Coworker Jin would be chaos. I would live to have Jin be like my work husband. I'm not gonna lie to you.
You're either getting like a lot of work done or you're getting no work done. Like, it's just jokes.
There was one part where he was like, I think he was trying to move the chair, and it must have been like a really heavy chair, but he started like making a lot of really loud noises, and I was just like trying to work, and I had to like, that was the only moment where I was like, all right, volume down. So I can definitely see, I guess my point here is that I can definitely see how he could be the chaotic coworker.
That's my favorite kind of coworker.
You're just minding your business and you look over and they're like trying to move the whole table and you're like, what?
Yeah, or they're like, you know, always trying to crack some joke, or like, hey, you saw that thing that happened on TV? Like, definitely not talking about work. Like, like, please distract me. Like, let's laugh about something that happened. Like, I don't want to think about work right now.
The only thing I could see, and I will never move past this, we've definitely talked about it before, but there's definitely a couple times on In the Soup where he came down at like 8 a.m. and everyone else is still sleeping, and he starts making a ton of noise. And I have to be honest, I don't know, maybe it's like the grumpy Virgo in me, but like you start making a lot of noise first thing in the morning, like in an office setting, I will be like staring at you.
I'm like, I'm definitely Hobie who like woke up when he's like popping fireworks, Jen's popping fireworks outside at like 8 in the morning or whenever it was. Hobie woke up looking at outside like, what the
fuck? So confused. Yeah. Yeah, that Aquarius energy running strong.
Exactly. Like, nah, what is he doing? Yeah,
that's the one thing, like, I think Jen is like basically perfect. He's like, anytime I read his like Weverse articles or like see something he's like an interview he's done, or like you watch clips where he like makes it more comfortable for other people, you know what I mean, like on music shows or something, and I'm like, this man is perfect. And then on In the Soup, he's like making a crap ton of noise first thing in the morning, like playing the piano, like blatant disregard for others sleeping, and I'm like, no, this is the one drawback.
It would never be a dull moment with Jen.
Never.
It'd be fun. Yeah, I miss Evie Live, so I will have to go back and watch it. I also feel like he was hinting at some collaboration, which most likely is going to be Coldplay. Because he was like, I feel like the news is already leaked. So if that's the case, I'm like, there's only been so many collaborations they've been talking about, and it's like Justin Bieber or it's Coldplay, and he said he's liked this artist since he was young, so that rules Justin Bieber out. So, yeah, I think the Coldplay collab is coming, so that'll be cool. That'd be really cool.
I just always think of that German guy, and I'm like, ha ha. Yeah.
If we could find his at and just spam him. I don't want to be that kind of army, but like, I kind of want to be that kind of army, just for him.
I'm normally not, but yeah, agreed. For him, for sure.
What else happened in the V Live? Or him calling Bong PD, that was pretty funny.
That was crazy. I was actually tripping, like, thinking about this morning. Have we ever heard? I guess we have. And, like, old Bangtan bombs or clips, but, like, I couldn't remember the last time I had heard, like, Bong PD's voice. I was like, oh, that's what he sounds like? Like, I don't know.
I guess I just watched him on Island, so I knew, like, been hearing him, I guess, consistently, or I was when that show was on, so it wasn't weird to me. It was more so like, I was like, what time is it, like, that he's calling him?
I was awake, so it was at least, it had to be like 11 p.m. Korea time.
Okay, that's not that bad. I was like, is he calling him at like 12 a.m.?
Well, also, I was going to ask you, I don't want to cause speculation, and again, I had it on as like background noise while I was trying to get my life together this morning, but was he like calling him Hyung? Like, I think he was.
He was, like, the translations were saying that, because he was originally calling him like PD Nim, right? And then he started calling him Hyung because he was like, oh, I said I was going to call you that. And Bang PD was like, you never call me that. And so
I didn't actually read the translations. I was just working and like half listening, and as you all know, like, I know some Korean but not a lot, and so I was like not super paying attention, but I was like, yeah, that's Bong PD, and like, yeah, he's totally calling him. Nice. That's just like, I don't know, like a big power move. Yeah, I'm not Korean, so I definitely don't know, but just, like, calling the CEO of your company. Like, I would never walk in and be like, I don't know. I guess I would, because at our company, we're kind of casual. I would call them by their first name, but I don't know. I don't know. I won't speculate as a non-Korean, but I was tripping about that.
I mean, if anybody in that building can call him that, it should be BTS, right? Like,
oh, 100%. I was thinking about that, yeah.
They've been together from the beginning, so if anyone's earned that title, it's BTS. But yeah.
I'm waiting for the next, like, Digita track to drop, and instead of, like, the Bong PD Nim, like, lyrics, it'll be, like, Bong Hyung.
Like, he stepped down from CEO, right?
That's also true. Yeah, you are right. Yeah.
What was it? Yeah, he stepped down from CEO and he's just part of the board now?
Yeah, I think he's still like chairman.
Okay.
Or on the board. Okay. And he's still working for Hybe, right? But more on the creative side again?
Right. And like producing and stuff.
I was thinking about that, because that's like really knowing what's in your wheelhouse, you know what I mean? Or like what you want to do. Because he started out as like a songwriter, right? And he's also like a pretty creative person and was like very involved in like early songs. And I'm sure, you know, taking this company public and like attending all these investor meetings just like cuts into your creative time. And it's not many people that can like do both. Like our time is finite, right? So I actually like crazy respect him for that.
Well, it's like goes more into how quick he was able to build up Hybe enough that he could get it to where he wanted it to be and then be like, all right, I'm gonna back off now and just go do what I want to do. Like that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nuts. I mean, I don't even really want to like make this comparison or compare them, but like when did Bezos, like, start Amazon, for example? 1994? 1995? And then, like, building it up, and he just stepped down.
Yeah.
So, Bong PD did that real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will continue to call him Bong PD as a person that does not know him.
Yeah, I was like, I was gonna say something nasty about just Jeff Bezos, but I won't.
CEO entrepreneur. Anyway. I have not watched the Bo Burnham thing on Netflix, but I like feel like I have to know all the songs from TikTok anyway.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, anyway, disregard. Keep it moving.
What else happened? Oh yeah. That thing.
Very specific.
Ugh, that thing we weren't a part of.
Oh, that thing. All right. Oh, but like, have you even seen any information on that thing?
Well, I've seen the entire timeline talking about certain bits from it or people that were involved in it.
Okay, well, I have not seen really anything. I saw one tweet about one person who was tweeting while on the fan meeting, and that was pretty much it.
Well, anyway, the thing we're not mentioning is, like, you know, that army Zoom that most armies were not involved in, right? Only like 200 people got to join that.
R.I.P.
It was way more interactive than I thought it was going to be. Based on tweets that I saw on the timeline, like they could like actually see them. I mean, I don't know how, if they were, like, talking to them directly, but, like, they could see them enough and, like, hear them. So, far more interactive than I thought it was going to be. I wasn't sure if it was going to be kind of like a webinar thing or...
Yeah. I thought they were keeping Army on mute. Did they not?
I don't know. I saw some tweet where it said that, like, whoever was on the Zoom, her husband was like talking to her, kept trying to talk to her like while she was on the Zoom. So I was like, was she off mute? Was she talking to BTS at some point? Her husband kept trying to like talk to her, and like that Namjoon or one of the boys was like, you know, Mr. Husband, sir, can you like stop? And like
I'd be like, I have no husband when fan meeting with BTS.
Can you like give her a moment? She's talking to us. So I don't know. I don't know what really happened. I saw that they were like reading fans' names and stuff like that.
No.
So, yeah, like this was like very active. Like this wasn't just like Army were just seeing BTS while BTS just did some activity. Like, no, like this was a really cool fan meet. So I'm like, are they gonna do this again? Because do this again and then the people that won can't win again? Like
yeah, we don't need that one army that gets the fan meeting every time.
Right. Like,
please.
Can you do it again soon? I'm not saying you gotta do it every week, but, like, this, obviously this corona thing is not going away. Like, we're not even on corona anymore. We're on delta. We're on gamma. We're on lambda. Whatever.
We're gonna be going through the whole dang.
It's a freaking, like, frat house in here with, like,
these I have not heard that. Oh my god.
Whole Greek terms. I don't. I don't want to do it. Like, I'm so sick of this.
I have a lot more feelings, but I will withhold them for now. But it's really frustrating. And even with these, like, Zoom events and stuff, like, of course I'm jealous because, like, I didn't get it. So, of course, like, take what I say with a grain of salt. But it's still not, it might be amazing, but it's still, like, not the same as, like, seeing them live or going to a concert or having, like, an in-person fan meeting. Which, like, I think back to, like, I never did it. But, like, I know at, like, K-Cons and stuff, they would have, like, high touch or, like, at other fan signs, they would have high touch where they're literally touching, like, thousands of people in a row. And I'm like, oh, my God, that definitely would not happen in a 2021 world. Like, doing for rookies, right? Like, unrelated to BTS. That just from, like, a public health standpoint would not occur.
If they bring it back, but, like, everyone has to wear masks and, like, everyone has to wear gloves as well. I don't know. I'm almost like, is a high touch or, well, because high touch, honestly, like, whatever they had going on in the U.S., I get why they have it, but, like, the high touch in the U.S. does not compare to what they actually have in Korea, where they, like, actually meet them and, like,
interact.
To talk to them for, like, a while, right? High touch, you just literally, like, you're slapping their hand and going, pretty much. I mean, you might get to say a little bit, but I don't think it compares from what I've seen. But I'm like, okay, what's better, what we had before or what we have now, where you can, like, basically do a Zoom call with these artists? Okay, BTS was different, but other K-pop artists do, like, it's almost like you're FaceTiming them, right? I don't know what system they're using or how they set it up, but it's like you're FaceTiming them and then you're talking to them for I don't know how long. I'm like, so would you rather have a fan meeting where you get to, like, talk to them, or you get to do a FaceTime essentially with, like, one of your favorite artists? I mean, sure, I'm assuming a fan sign, you get to talk to them and you get to talk to each member as well, whereas with these calls, I think you only get to talk to, like, one person, not all of them.
Okay, that's an interesting question. Would you rather have a FaceTime with BTS or, like, a fan meeting? I think I would choose fan meeting. I mean, I would probably never get a fan meeting, so FaceTime is as good as I could get, maybe, if that. But I think if I had a chance of getting either one, I would definitely prefer in-person.
I would like the in-person because I'd get to talk to everyone. So I think for, like, that part alone, I would pick it. But I also like the idea of doing, like, a FaceTime, because you get to talk to them for longer, I would assume.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, they just kind of sign your, you know, sign your little book or whatever it is you bring and, like, have, like, somewhat of a conversation and you have to move on to the next person. I imagine it's kind of fast.
Yeah.
And these people are, like, recording their, like, calls. So you get to keep that memory for forever, which would be cute. I don't know. I think the idea is, like, really cool. I don't know if BTS would ever do that, but I think the idea is pretty cool.
I like the idea, and maybe I'm kind of exposing myself again here. I think I like the idea of in-person because even if it's just for a fraction of a second, I like the idea of having that person's, like, whole attention on you. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I'm just very distracted on Zoom calls or, like, thinking about 10,000 other things. But even with, like, us and recording the pod, like, I feel like it's, like, more fun when we're together. And maybe that's sappy, right? But, like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I'm happy we can do it virtually, right? It, like, makes it easier. Otherwise, we'd like, this would just be over, right? But it is, like, definitely a different energy. I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to say.
But here's the thing. The chances of us ever getting into a fan sign in Korea would be, like, slim to none, whereas we could actually have a chance to possibly talk to
you. Like I said, this, like, either or is contingent on like you actually having a chance for either of those things to happen. Yeah. So I totally hear you. Yeah. And what if you live somewhere where like BTS doesn't go frequently, right? Like, so definitely like from an access standpoint, like Zoom or online is better. But I still think there's something special about like in-person interactions.
Yeah, it is. I think the idea of a FaceTime would be like so cute. Maybe I'm delusional. Yeah.
Well, I guess for a FaceTime, if it was one-on-one rather than like a massive Zoom call, are you saying this FaceTime would be like one-on-one?
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's what they're doing with other K-pop artists. That's what I'm talking about. Not like the Zoom call.
Okay.
I mean, like, the FaceTime thing would be like one-on-one. Like, you, okay, it's you and your bias.
I don't know.
You get to talk to Namjoon for 5 minutes.
I don't know. I'll have to short circuit on this for a while.
I mean, I don't know how long the actual like time you get to talk, how much time you actually get to talk to the artist, but I'm like, that sounds pretty cute. The only downside to me is that I'm not talking to everyone, I'm only talking to one.
Yeah, for sure. OT7 or death.
I get to ask like whatever I want. I see people always like cracking like mad corny jokes. Not that I want to do that, but just like it just seems fun. I don't know.
To be fair, I'm also envisioning like a best case scenario where like I'm at my best and happy to see them, not like after I've been sweating in line for like 3+ hours and like, you know, imagining. It's crying. Like that feeling. What?
I said sweating, crying, like.
Exactly. I was gonna say like I act like I would be all like swabber cool, but I would like, you're like 5 minute FaceTime with Namjoon and I'm like error 404, page not found. Like if I was like in person, even at a fan meet with like the seven, I would not be at my best, I can tell you right now. I'd just be like, oh, hi. Like that scene from She's the Man where he's like, you like cheese, because he can't think of anything else to say to her. She's like, why, yes, Gyuda's my favorite.
Yeah, and knowing me, I would like essentially black out.
Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't really remember any of that.
How does that happen? It's so weird. I've experienced that at like concerts or like other really positive things where I'm like, well, I remember none of that except that it was good.
Oh my god, the first BTS concert. Don't remember anything. I mean, I remember some of it, but I don't know if it was because I was just so in the moment or because I was living through my phone. I hardly remember that concert.
I think it's like a massive adrenaline spike or something.
Yeah. I made an oath the second time around. Like, nah, I'm going to pay attention this time. Like, I'm not forgetting this. So I remember the second concert more than I remember the first one.
But, like, even when I look back at positive concert experiences I had, like, the one we went to together was awesome, but I remember us, like, meeting this person who had been to all the shows beforehand, like, at the beer station, randomly. Or, like, I remember someone asking me if I was okay when I was, like, 4 rows back at Love Yourself, because I was, like, swaying, again, because I'd been, like, standing so long. But, like, ask me actual details if I remember, and I'm like, it was great, it was nice, I don't know. I need to go watch some concert DVDs after this now.
That's sad, because I was buzzed at the second one, and I still remember that more than I remember the first one.
Well, I was gonna say, didn't you, here's another thing I remember, didn't you and our other friend like leave like partway through to use the restroom or something, and you came back and Jungkook's like already flying around in euphoria and you're like, what goes on?
Well, unfortunately I had to pee like right when euphoria came out. I was trying so hard to hold it. I could not. So, like, fun that I got to drink at a concert, because I've always wanted to do that, but also not fun that I had to go to the bathroom during euphoria.
I'm pretty sure our other friend and I were, like, beyond tipsy. I won't, like, expose us again like that, but we're definitely screaming so loud. I vaguely remember someone giving us stink eye, but we just did not care. We were having a great time, so I feel you.
Before we get into our concert talk, because I feel like we're getting there.
Yeah.
We have to mention that Butter is at number 4 today on the charts. I didn't see what the remainder of the charts look like. And before I make a comment, I kind of want to, check before I say something.
Okay.
Okay. Different. Okay, so
Baby was also not at the top, just
FYI. Okay, see, that's what I wanted to confirm. Like, I didn't want to name drop, and I wasn't going to try to, like, trash him or, like, anyone else, but honestly, I'm just happy that that wasn't a number one because of the way Columbia Records was acting. Like, Energy Baby up next! Like, yeah. Peanut Butter! And, like, we were like, nah, last week. So, I might sound bad, but I'm satisfied that it's not... not at number one.
It literally has nothing to do with the artists. Like,
right.
I'm just, like, mad at the label execs.
I don't know what this song is, Stay. I haven't heard it, but I do know that Jungkook was talking about it on his live.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Jungkook is responsible for at least part of that, because he mentioned it on his V-Live, and I was definitely streaming it, and it was super stuck in my head, and I didn't even realize it was, like, this is embarrassing, but, like, I didn't even realize it was, like, a contender for a top song, and now I'm like, F, should I have streamed that less? Like, did I do that? Like,
big. You know what? Okay, I was thinking today, our DaBaby episode did not age well.
Oof.
And I'm seeing here at number three that, like, Levitating is at number three, and I'm like, can y'all not listen to it now? Like, just, yeah. Don't give him any money, don't give him any support. I'm, like, sorry to Miss Dua Lipa or whatever, but... Let's not support DaBaby anymore. I'm like, should we change our episode name?
I'm like, yeah, actually, now that you mention it, I'm like,
He's absolute trash, garbage. Like, I really hope that people do not support him after this. I know people are. That's what makes it really unfortunate. But the doubling down, I think he deleted the trash apology that he gave.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, him apologizing for part of what he said and not for, like, all of what he said. Like, all of it is just so bad, right? Like, it was just so stupid. Like, the most ignorant comments I've ever heard in my life. Like, literally just get up on stage and say, like, how are you doing tonight? You do not have to get up there and, like, say all that crap that you said. It's just trash. He's the worst. I'm sick. I'm, like, I can't even go back and listen to the episode anymore and, like, laugh about it. Like, he's completely ruined it now. It's really annoying.
Yeah, maybe we should take that one down or think about it. Or
I mean, I don't think we have to take it down. I mean, it is dated, right? Like, anybody going to look at it can see that we did that in, what, 2019? Like,
yeah.
That was 2 years ago. But I'm thinking we could at least change the title.
Yeah.
This is annoying because that was, like, one of our, like, popular episodes. Like, I actually, like, really liked that episode. Like, it was really funny. Like, that was the one where you were, like, eating on.
Yeah. I know. I was like, it was just chaos. It was absolute chaos.
Right. It was, like, fun. And now... earned it.
Yeah, I haven't really been following that whole thing, but I saw, like, parts of it and was just like, ooh, yikes. I think, like, we've talked about this in other instances too, but, like, I don't know, like, own up to messing up when you, like, double down on it. I don't know. I haven't been following it, so I won't comment, but definitely disappointing.
Yeah, no, you're right. Own up to what that you did wrong. That's exactly what it is. When you're wrong, just be like, you know what, I'm wrong, and take that L and go. Stupid. I really hope people do not support him. I hope he just completely gets phased out of the industry.
But how many times has it happened where someone has just gotten away with something, unfortunately?
I mean, you're right.
So I hope that you're right. I'm just, like, kind of skeptical. I don't know.
I just feel like if you offend that many people, and it's clear that you're not sorry about it at all, It'd be one thing if you apologized and you were, like, trying to make strides to prove that you think differently now, or you're going to act differently now. But no, you've like, tripled, quadrupled down on it. Like, yeah, no, you're horrible. I wasn't planning to have a DaBaby rant on here, but...
We can leave it, we can cut it, we have many options.
Anyway, today, we wanted to get into the future of concerts.
Yeah. I feel like we've talked about this before, so a lot of my feelings are probably the same as things I've said in the past, but... It's just unfortunate because this is, like, far more enduring than anything I ever thought.
Right.
I never thought it would last this long, to put it simply. And I was reading, like, a tweet. I know we have many topics under this umbrella that we want to talk about, so we can either address this now or later, or, like, move it around, whatever you want to do. But I was reading this tweet about, like, someone... who had a fallout with a person. I don't even know if it was a BTS fan or just like a concert goer in general. But basically someone had like their ticket and they had paid them for it like on Venmo or kind of under the table. You know what I mean? But it was in the other person's name and they had some kind of falling out. And now like the tickets are like in limbo and they're just pretty sure they're never even going to like get to go. And I was like, I'm like, I don't foresee anyone having a falling out, but, like, of our group, we need to, like, hold it together. Like, none of us can become mortal enemies for the next, like, 5 years. No beef.
I don't foresee that happening.
Well, that's good. I also don't.
I will hope that that would not happen. I'm like, is there, like, something legal you can do with that? But I guess not.
I mean, I think it's just whoever's name it's under, right?
Well, yeah. But, I mean, like, you've paid them for a service.
Well, I've often wondered, like, COVID has been such a hard time for everyone. Like, we all paid each other back when we bought the tickets, right? And people know this if they've been listening to us for a long time. But we were, like, trying to go crazy. Like, we all, at the risk of sounding extremely bougie, like, we were all going for the, like, silver or gold packages, right? So that's a couple hundred dollars at least. And, like, you were going to two shows, right? And I'm just like, this is like a couple hundred dollars just tied up in tickets. Like, what if someone in our group called me up tomorrow and was like, hey, like, I'm having a really hard time. I want my money back for the ticket. Like, what would I do? I don't even remember. I don't even remember who, like, had what. And I don't even know if I have money, like, in my checking account right now to, like, if someone called it in right now, like, what would I do?
I would be like, girl, what we gotta do? Let's fundraise. Like, I don't know. Do I have to, like, start OnlyFans for you? I don't know. Like,
literally, like, who has to see my butt?
That's so crazy. I don't know what I have to do to help you to get you money, but let's not give up those concert tickets. I remember people were, like, giving up their concert tickets, and I could not wrap my head around that. And I guess I understand, like, you know, times are hard, and it really was up in the air of whether the concert was going to happen again, and they kind of gave us an out. So I don't even know where our tickets are now. Like, if I wanted to get my money back, could I now at this point? Or is it, like, too late? I don't know. But I'm like, no, like, we're keeping those tickets. I need nothing to happen. I don't. Yeah.
Like, at this point, if Ticketmaster thought they were going to go out of business because it had been so long without concerts, like, I might have to start an OnlyFans for, like, Ticketmaster fundraising. Be like, no, you need to keep your company afloat. You don't understand.
Well, like, I don't, I feel like maybe we should have read, like, whatever legal terms it was in accepting that we weren't going to return those tickets, because what was guaranteed to us? I do not know. We need to, like, look it up and see what was guaranteed to us. Were we going to keep our seats? Were we just guaranteed just to go to the concert? Like, how is that gonna work? Could I get my money back now if I even wanted it? Could I transfer the tickets if I wanted to? Like, how would that work?
I know. Well, I mean, there's this concept of, like, force majeure, right? Or like an act of God that's like out of the control of the company, right? So I feel like COVID could be considered like force majeure. But at the same time, when we signed that contract, or not even a contract, I'm acting like I physically signed something, but when we okayed that we would keep our tickets, like, I mean, maybe it's on us, like, maybe we should have evaluated better, but with the information we had at the time, we're like, oh, like, in a year we'll go. Well, we are far past a year, right? Like, right. No end in sight. And I just, maybe, I don't know, like, I see people being like, the tickets are the best investment I ever made. Like, when I think about how many more fans there are post-Dynamite, post-Butter, post-Permission to Dance, even Carpool Karaoke, which I think we were talking off air about how many people joined via Carpool Karaoke, but like, wasn't that February 2020? Like, am I tripping? Like, I feel like
something like that.
That was right before all of this started happening. And so
on air, right?
What?
I said it was definitely on air, right?
Yeah. So I guess COVID was happening. I think we just weren't as aware of it on a global scale. But I guess I've seen people say, like, this is the best investment I ever made. Think about, like, how valuable these are. And I'm like, yeah, I guess, as long as you can, like, actually cash it in for what it's worth. You know what I mean?
Right. That's why I'm like, is it a good investment? Because we don't know if we're ever going to get this. We don't know if we're ever going to get this concert or a concert, period, ever again. Right? I mean, if COVID keeps going on the way that it is, and if people keep acting in the way that they do, will we return to concerts in the way that we know them? I don't know.
Yeah.
And when you think about, like, okay, if I had, like, I don't want to sound, like, elitist or anything here, but, like, okay, if I had, like, a ticket and it was, like, $60, okay, I could lose out on $60. I think I spent $1,000 on BTS tickets.
Yeah.
Like, I spent $1,000 on soundcheck tickets. If you're telling me I possibly have lost $1,000 on concert tickets, am I allowed to be upset even though it's BTS? Like, I don't, like, that's a lot of money.
I don't know what your, like, recourse is, though. Like, does Ticketmaster even have that money right now? You know what I mean? Like, we've gone well over a year and a half with, like, very little to no shows, or, like, very small shows. I guess there have been a few festivals, but I'm definitely side-eyeing those people.
I don't know. I just feel like it almost would be like, I don't want to say it's illegal, but it feels like it should be illegal to have that money just almost like evaporate, and in no way I can get it back. Like, you can't refund it back to me. That doesn't, like, you didn't give me what I bought the ticket for, right? You didn't fulfill my service. How can you not refund that money back to me?
Isn't that what happened during the Great Depression, though? Essentially, people were doing, like, bank runs for money they had deposited, but the banks didn't have the money on hand.
You know what? I don't know.
Even though people had deposited that money, they couldn't actually access it, and then the banks started failing, and what's your recourse when the bank fails? Like,
I don't know, but shouldn't we have put, like, protections in place so that we won't have something like that happen again?
Well, I think we did, right? Is that where the FDIC insured up to $250,000 thing came from? Where, like, up to $250,000 in a bank account, like, if you go and have that money, they are legally obligated to give you that.
Well, I don't know if there's systems in place like that for Ticketmaster.
Probably not, I guess is what I'm saying to you. But, like, what is our recourse? Like, we could probably do, like, a class action lawsuit or something. I'm not saying that we should right now. This is, like, pure speculation. If someone from Ticketmaster is listening, I'm not coming for you. I wish you all the best.
Well, I'm saying that if this concert never happens, be prepared, because we will be coming for you.
Right, but, like, what did we sign away in that thing when we thought that it was going to be, like, another couple of months?
You know what? I don't know, because they're not even my tickets. Right? They were,
well, also that.
Exactly. They're our friends, so we didn't buy the tickets, right?
I bought some, but they're not mine. They're ones I sold to, like, our other friends so I could buy the gold level with another friend. So it's just, like...
Well, yeah, I didn't buy that, so I really didn't get to make any other decision other than saying, like, you know, hey, yeah, I still want to go to the concert. So I didn't get to read it. So I have no idea what the terms are, which sucks.
Should I pause it and pull it up right now? Or, like, we could look at it?
I mean, you can if you can find it.
Yeah.
Do I even want to find out and know that I might be completely screwed over? I don't know. I just feel like so much is up in the air. Not knowing, like, even if they do resume it, what's the seating going to be like, right? Like, we got these sound check tickets. No offense. I want to be in the same seats that I was in. Yeah. I need them to bring that 7 stage back. I want to be where I was at, unless they're going to somehow move me closer.
Okay, if the event is postponed, rescheduled, or moved, your tickets, including any add-ons or upgrades, are still valid and no further action is required. However, the event organizer may approve refunds or the option to choose between a refund or credit for the event. Any refund and/or credit policies are determined on an event-by-event basis by the event organizer and may be subject to limitations. If the event organizer approves refunds or credits, we will send you a notification explaining your options and you may submit a request for a refund or credit. Alternatively, you may simply keep your tickets to the postponed, rescheduled, or moved event.
Well, what you're saying is it's up to Hive to make that decision.
Yeah.
Oh.
It says, if your event is canceled, postponed, rescheduled, or moved, we will attempt to contact you to update you on the status of your event and inform you of any refund, credit, or exchange procedures. For exact instructions on any particular canceled, postponed, rescheduled, or moved event, please check the event information online and in your account, which will include the most current information on the status of the event, or contact us. We are not liable for any travel or other expenses that you or anyone else incurs in connection with a canceled, postponed, rescheduled, or moved event. So if you, like how we used to travel to New York, if we had hotels for DC, we can't get our hotels or flights refunded by them.
That makes sense.
That's valid. But I guess at this point, I would have to go back through my email and see what the terms and conditions were for the return of Hybe, which at that time it wasn't even Hybe, it was Big Hit, nor was it publicly traded. So is it even governed by the same rules?
That's a good point.
Like, okay, it was a different organization.
I still feel more comfortable with it being in Hybe's hands than with it being in Ticketmaster's hands.
It also says if we resell them, though, so we really shouldn't resell. Which I don't think we were going to. We're just worried about ourselves. But if we resold something that we bought and the event was like later... If you have sold your tickets for the event, postponed, rescheduled, or moved event through Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster.canada, or LiveNation.com, i.e. you resold tickets through one of those sites and you've been paid for them, your tickets will be returned to your account if the event organizer has authorized refunds and, 2, the buyer has requested a refund. Should this occur, your credit card will be charged to refund the fan who purchased the tickets.
Mm.
So... You could be, if you were like a scalper, you could be extremely like, say you bought a ticket for $400, right? You marked it up to and sold it for $2,000. Hybe cancels the concert. And the army that bought those tickets from you, once that refunded, your credit card would be hit for the $2,000. And then, well, you would get the refund for like $800 or whatever, or $400 or whatever you paid.
That's what they get anyway.
I mean, yeah, I have like no patience for scalpers based on some of the stuff we've like been through with ticketing. But just saying, that would be a really shitty situation.
Right. Yeah, I feel more comfortable about it possibly being in Hybe's hands. I think Hybe got a lot of money over there, and I think they're generating enough content that if y'all keep buying these little memories on...
Yeah, we gotta keep buying memories. This is our
I just think that Hybe can give me my money back, and I imagine that if we have to riot against Hybe, like, we can make it happen. And they'll give them up back.
Ticket you think Hybe is scared of Army?
I think they should be. Not threatening Hybe or anything, but...
Allegedly.
I don't want to say we built you, but we built you.
I literally think about that every time I see their successor, like, how bougie that building is. Like, the chair Jin was sitting in was so heavy. I told you he was making, like, all these noises trying to move it, unless he was just, like, being dramatic. But I'm like, yeah, that's a high-quality chair. Who bought that?
And, like, I don't want to be, like, entitled or feel like I own anything or, like, they owe me something. Like, that's not necessarily the case, but, like, come on. Like, you can't screw the fans over if you know that, like, the concert's not going to happen. You can't just hold all that money.
It would be a super bad look going forward, right?
Who would trust you again?
Even say, like, if we don't think COVID's going away, but say it gets good enough that, like, we can have a concert. And we have it, but all these people have been somehow screwed over, or they got tickets that weren't worth, like, an equal amount to the tickets they originally purchased, or Hybe just disappears. Like, if they mishandle it, short version, even if BTS never goes on tour again, which, like, I don't even want to speak those words, like, please no, right? But if, like, T-by-T goes on tour later, or N-Hyphen, or some other rookie group, you know, eventually goes on tour, like, I think people would be really skeptical to, like, spend their hard-earned money on that.
Right. Right. I feel like trust would be lost.
Yeah.
And ARMY have already been kind of complaining about recent concerts and stuff, so I feel like that would just add more controversy than what they're looking for. So
I mean in terms of, like, check-in or organization of the concerts, or
well, like, remember there was, like, controversy with the whole New Year's Eve concert, how that was going to be handled and how they were going to do that. There was like a lot going on there, so I feel like there's been a lot of talk there, or just, like, in general, like, their Weverse shipping and, like, their packaging and, like, the quality of their products and stuff. So I just feel like it would be wise for them to not create any more controversy by, like, not refunding people in the event that this concert was canceled. Like, it just wouldn't make any sense on their part. I can just see the war that would happen. Like, they don't want that smoke.
I know. Well, I was just thinking, like, okay, think about the trucks that people send about the most petty stuff. Like, imagine the, like, truck bonanza. I'm trying not to curse, right? Imagine the, like, truck bonanza. It would be absolutely wild if something, like, occurred, right?
And it would be justified.
I know, but there would be, like, trucks for 20 blocks all around.
I might actually fly to Korea and drive the truck myself.
But, you know, we would have already eaten, like, a grand each ticket, so maybe not fly to Korea.
Just be petty.
Be like, here's, drop another grand just to get over here to, like, voice my anger.
Get our own trucks over here and just, like, sit outside some, like, nondescript building that has nothing to do with it.
Just take a crap ton of photos, like, call up local news people.
Yeah. Hypothetically speaking, like, don't have Hybe come for us.
Yeah, this is all just alleged at the moment.
Yeah, I did see some posts recently, and I can't remember exactly what the phrasing was, but it was, you know, the Mods 7 tour picture, you know, that purple one or whatever. And they were like, are you normal, or do you, like, feel, like, an intense amount of pain when you see this photo?
Well, it showed up when I logged into Ticketmaster just now, and I was like, oh
yeah, it just hurts so much, right? Like, just thinking about what we could have gotten for this tour. Like, we were supposed to have, like, turned the entire city, like, into, like, a BTS ARMY city, right? Like, it was supposed to be, like, a festival, essentially.
I was walking through Chinatown in D.C. when I was there for work a few days ago, because my office is, like, right outside of Penn Quarter, Chinatown, right? And I just had a flashback to us, like, running around the metro, like, being all excited, waiting for the ads to flip to see, like, that purple photo and see the, like, concert announcement. And, like, when I was riding the metro back after seeing you when we recorded last week, I just remembered, like, riding through the station, seeing, like, the purple ads. And, of course, it's not nothing like you see in Korea where, like, people got whole train cars and stuff. But even just seeing the ad in the metro station, like, made me happy. And walking around Chinatown, like, I remembered, I think it was, like, a day or two after they had announced that they were coming to D.C. and this was the first time that they would have had a concert in the DMV area. And, like, we literally, like, went to a parade. It was such a fun festive day, if you remember that.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember looking, so, like, there's the, like, Chinatown Arch, and then you have, like, I think it's, like, Verizon Center right there, right? I'm not a, I lived in D.C., but I'm not, like, a local. But, like, on the outside of the arena, right, it was, like, a wraparound kind of huge TV screen that had the purple photo as well. And yeah, I was just thinking about this all and feeling, like, very nostalgic, but, like, we had a lot of fun, so there was some happiness there, but it was super bittersweet.
I know. Like, we really thought this was only going to be, like, maybe something that kept us inside for the summer.
I literally, so we recently had to go back to my office just for, like, a couple of days. And, like, my calendar was on February 2020, and I had just left, like, a coffee mug and all kinds of stuff there. Because I literally thought it would be, like, 2 weeks, which just sounds, like, so stupid saying it now. But I was like, oh, I'll have a nice little, like, time at home for a couple of weeks. Lies.
Yeah.
I even think back to, like, me on Bebe, like, the K-pop dance night. Like, U Street Music Hall is closed completely. And, like, thinking about us, like, clubbing. Like, yeah, I'm in my late 20s, so I was probably, like, aging out of the clubbing life already or whatever. But, like, I don't know, the idea of being in, like, a crowded room with people, it just, I don't know how to explain it. It feels so foreign to me now, or, like, I get that feeling, like, oh, we were so young. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I've been, like, craving to, like, go back to the club, and I don't normally do that, but I just miss, I don't know, it was just such a good time, like, actually being in a vicinity where, just being in a place where so many people are, like, listening and enjoying the same thing that you, like, listen to and enjoy, right? Like, it's K-pop, right? You don't usually just hear that out in the street. So just being in a building where, like, everyone is just vibing and dancing to K-pop, yeah, like, that's so fun. Or, you know, even when we were getting mad, like, they're not playing any BTS. Like, they're only playing, like, 3 songs. Like, I would give anything just to go back and hear them play, like, those 3 BTS.
Even, yeah, it was, like, always the, like, 2 to 3 a.m., like, final hour. And it would be, like, 45 seconds of some mashup, and I would still just be happy to hear it.
Right.
And I remember us always being worried about, like, before the one, we all went to ramen at HiCon, which is still around, and if you're in D.C. ever, definitely recommend going to HiCon Ramen. Not sponsored, just one of my favorite places, but I remember we were kind of, like, splitting up by booth and trying to figure out, like, who's sitting where, or, like, is it weird? Like, is, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, we're just so naive. Like, in retrospect, none of that matters. I would be happy to, like, squeeze 15 people into a booth in this day and age. I mean, I wouldn't right now, like, make good choices, people. But I'm just saying, like, the fact that we even used to do that just blows my mind.
I just keep seeing people, or I saw someone say, like, you know, if we would have just stayed inside for, like, 2 months or whatever it was, like, this could have been avoided. But I'm like, would it have really? I feel like it would have taken, like, a worldwide collaborative effort if everyone to just stay inside for 2 months, right?
Well, if we can't even handle COVID, how are we going to handle, like, climate change?
Oh my god, the world is on fire! Okay, going back to like concerts and something more lighthearted, what would your dream BTS concert be?
Oh yes, I love this question. Okay,
you can take time to think about it. I don't know if you give me like a top 10 of like songs you'd want to hear.
Top 10. Okay. Sure. Okay. Well, I'm basic, so I always want to hear "Save Me" live. As my like army origin story, "Save Me" is always there. I don't think we'll ever. This is like my personal like fantasy playlist. I don't think we'll ever get it since it was like a special release. But like, dang live.
Yeah.
Paradise for sure.
Yeah.
All of the remixes, right? So we have the Not Today remix. We have the Dionysus remix.
Yeah.
I'm already at 5. I feel like in honor of our friendship, I gotta say Just One Day. I would love to hear Home live. You know, I would like to see Butter live. I'm not gonna lie. I think that could happen.
Okay.
But I would like to see Butter live. I do want to see UGG live. I'm still stuck on that, right? Like, I remember all those memes when it was like us all headbanging and like crying.
Right.
To UGG. I think to round out my 10, because I have one song left, I'm going to say Spring Day. Because I know it's like a 180 from UGG and like some of the other songs I said, but okay. Imagine it's like at this rate, 2022 or 2023,
mm-hmm.
Or 2024. And you know, you've been waiting, your tickets have been in limbo, there's been questions about like timing, both for BTS and for ARMY, like you've been holding out waiting for this concert, and like it ends with Spring Day.
Yeah,
like the whole no darkness, no season is eternal thing, it will just be like ugly sobs. So that's my top 10. How about you?
I really want to see a Cypher live. I'm like, I never saw a Cypher live. I mean, I saw Tear, right? But I want to see, like, a Cypher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have preference for which one. Whatever Cypher, it would be awesome. Yeah, Just One Day. I am the Just One Day enthusiast, so, like, yeah. I'd love to see Just One Day live. I want to see Louder Than Bombs so bad.
Ooh, yes.
I don't think they understand. I'm almost, like, offended when they talk about Louder Than Bombs, right, with on that Run BTS episode where they were like, really? Like, huh? I'm like, how do you create a song that is so perfect for a stadium and you don't hear it? How? How is that, like, not even on your radar? Or were they just, like, kind of playing, like, really? You want to hear that? Like, no way. I mean, every time I listen to Louder Than Bombs, I'm like, this is perfect for a stadium. It's almost like I can envision myself there when I hear it.
Yeah.
It's scary. Like, how do you not see how perfect this song is for stadium? Whatever. Anyway, I want to see Louder Than Bombs. Like you said, I want to see Home so bad. Ugh. I can't tell you how bad I want to shake my ass Home live. Like, oh my god. I just want to throw it back. I want to see Ugh, just like you said, so I can start a mosh pit.
Find us at the front of the mosh pit, or the center of the mosh pit, everyone. Like,
yeah.
If you want to meet girls with fun, and it's a concert, you know where to find us.
Yeah. I want to see My City live.
Ooh, yes.
That would be so fun. Energy would be insane.
Oh my goodness. I'm short-circuiting just thinking about it.
Let me think. I feel like there's something else. I'm sitting here looking through the songs. I already saw Attack on Bangtan Live. It wasn't the full thing, though. And I'm not counting, so I don't even know where I'm at.
I think you're at 6 or 7. I was only low-key paying attention. I mean, I was listening to the songs. I wasn't counting. But so far, you said Home, Louder Than Bombs, Just One Day, My City, Ugh. And one of the ciphers. Yeah, you're at 6.
Okay.
So you have 4 more.
This is so hard. I want to hear Second Grade Lush.
Okay.
That would be really fun. Oh! Okay, yeah, I have to hear Autumn Leaves Live. I don't know if they would do that. I feel like they only did that, like, one time. Like,
Autumn Leaves Live, can you even imagine?
I know. That would be insane. Let me think. I'm like, I can't go back here because I've already seen this stuff live. Right? I'm looking.
I mean, I went back. I've definitely seen Autumn Leaves.
No, I meant like this, the...
Or not Autumn Leaves, Spring Day.
The CDs that I was looking at, I'm like, they did this stuff live. Like, I don't have to look at these.
Mm.
They already did this. We never saw Black Swan live, right?
Ooh, no, we haven't, because that was on era. How did I miss that? I have to amend my set list.
Yeah, I want to see Black Swan live.
Yeah, it's nuts. At this point, we haven't seen anything beyond On.
Right.
Nothing from B. None of the English singles. None of the, like, Japanese releases that they've been doing.
Right. I'm kind of split on this. I want to see something from Wings era, and I don't know if I want to see this or I really don't want to see this. Like, we had a... Okay. one of our listeners, friends of the pod, did a post on Twitter, was saying something about, like, is there, like, a song that, like, you don't want to see them perform live? Because it's, like, so special to you that it would almost feel weird, like, seeing it with a bunch of other people, right? And I was thinking about it, and I commented, and I was like, I don't know if I could see 2-3 live, right? Like, I love that song, but I love it so much that it hurts, and, like, I pretty much cry every time that I hear it. So yeah. I'm like, a part of me almost would like to hear it just to experience it, because, like, that was the fan song before Magic Shop, right?
Yeah, and also they did close. It was their concert closing song for, I want to say, like, all of the Love Yourself tour.
2-3?
I'm pretty sure.
No, because I would have heard it.
No, no, it was definitely, when did it come out, though? It was Wings, right?
Wings, yes.
Oh my god, okay, well then they definitely closed the Wings store with it then, because I've definitely heard it live.
Right, I'm sure you did.
It's a concert closing song, so right. That's sure why I was confused.
Did. Yeah, I'm sure you did. I'm like, no, they were definitely closing out what Microcosmos were.
Love yes, you are accurate, you are correct.
Right? Well, I don't know what they closed out with in 2018, because that wasn't out yet.
God, now I'm going to have to look, because I need to know.
But I don't think I heard 2-3 live. I feel like I would remember
it
that.
It must have been Wings Tour Set List, because I definitely did, and I was crying.
Oh, they closed out with Love Yourself.
Oh my god, why did Answer. I have to look that up?
Right? They closed out with Answer.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So I'm like, I'm kind of on the fence about saying 2-3, because yes, I really love that song, but also, like, I just don't know if I can handle it. Like, you'd have to carry me out on a stretcher. Like, it would just be really dramatic.
Okay, the next time we're reunited, I have the Wings Tour on Blu-ray.
Oh.
Let's plug it into your TV.
That'd be fun.
And watch it in, like, super HD. And you can ugly cry in front of me.
you want to see me cry?
I don't want to see it, but I'm saying it could be, like, cathartic, you know, like, yeah. God, I sound like a psychopath.
Wow.
No, I meant, like, it could be a cathartic experience.
You know what I want to see? Can I mash it all into one?
Sure.
The songs that they did for their, that freaking game.
BTS World?
Yes!
Oh my god, I need to see All Night perform live. You don't understand.
Yeah, I want to see the BTS World, like, collabs, right? Okay, I don't know if the people would actually be there to collaborate with them, but I want to see those, like, stages they do together. Like, come on, can I see a Brand New Day live? I think I would lose it. And, like,
oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Ooh, okay. I love that.
Dream Glow live?
You win. Yeah, you win. I want to come to your concert more than I want to come to my concert. The other one I was listening to today, I guess it will be my honorable mention that I think would be super fun live, is The Stars.
Ooh.
That kind of sounds like a concert song to me.
Yeah.
Like, I can envision them, like, spread out at different parts of the stage, like a mid concert song, you know, where they're kind of like running around playing.
That would be great. Ooh, Come Back Home live.
Oh,
I wish I could have seen
that. I don't think they'll ever do that. I think that's a fantasy set list one, because it's technically someone else's song that they like reworked, you know, so I don't know how the licensing would work.
Tagging on to, just because, if I could go to, like, one of their Japanese shows and I could see Anoba Shoda and Wishing on a Star live, yeah, I think I might cry.
I thought that you were gonna say Anoba Shoda as one of your choices. I really did, so I'm not surprised that it made your honorable mentions.
But yeah, that'll be fun.
I kind of want to see. I mean, I don't know. We can cut this because I'm kind of rambling. But I want to see trivia. I want to see the trivia series live again, but definitely Seesaw. I'm still, like, weak somehow for that song. Also, like, I was so mad. I was so mad when that song was released. I was like, Yoongi could sing this whole time. This whole time. And he was hiding it from us? Like, unacceptable. Unacceptable. Like, every time I listen to that song, I'm so happy, but there's also this, like, simmering undercurrent of aggravation. I don't know how to explain it. It's really complicated.
I just love that he, like, puts his mind to whatever he wants and he does it. Like, he was like, I want to sing, and then he just did it. Like, he just came out of nowhere and did it.
I feel like I want to, like, throw my mic and just scream, but I won't do that because it will make my editing life harder. But yeah, even thinking about this, I'm like,
it's great.
Also, fantasy set list that will probably never happen, if I could see People live, I think I would just instantly, like, incinerate, like, spontaneous combustion.
I think if I saw Dejuta live, I would cry.
I like Dejuta. I love Dejuta. Don't get me wrong. It's, like, a hype song. But for some reason, People is just, like, so special to me and really resonates with me.
People is great.
And I'm again, like, I feel like I've said the word short circuit, like, 5 times on this episode. But, like, I don't know what would happen. Like, you want to talk about blacking out, like, I think I would just be blacked out.
Yeah, that'd be cool to see, like, the rap lines, like, solo stuff live. I mean, I don't think they ever will, but yeah. I remember, like, at our Love Yourself show in 2018, Hobi, like, kind of sang Hangsung for, like, a few seconds, and we all lost it. And I'm like, but what if?
I know.
Or, like, Jimin doing Promise live, I think I would cry.
Yeah. Or Still With You live, yeah. I think I would also perish. I would simply pass away, as the kids say. But yeah, I don't think it'll ever happen. I really don't. They're too much like OT7 focused themselves.
Yeah.
Which is good. I need that cohesion.
I want to see Dynamite Live, but specifically like that outfit that Hobie was in, that jumpsuit. Whatever that was, I want to see that performance specifically live.
Now you're mandating fits and everything.
Front row.
Actually, I'm gonna have to like light all my candles and like pray for this.
Yeah. And I really want to see On now. Like, the more they keep talking about how great it was going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I like On. It never, like, stuck in my head the way some of their other promoted tracks did, but I think it was just because so much was going on and it was right as the lockdowns were starting here in the US, and like my personal life was just like in upheaval, so I just like didn't have the bandwidth for it. But when I watched the choreos that they were doing in some of those performances, like the Grand Central performance, I want to see that song performed.
Yeah.
Like, that song was made for performance.
Yeah, I see the vision. I really see the vision with that one. So, that would have been great to see live. That'll definitely do it for today's episode of Girls with
Blood. I have nothing left in the tank, so I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Woo! Yeah. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We're so grateful that you chose to hang out with us. Once again, be sure to follow our social media accounts on Instagram and Twitter at Girls with Fun Pod and on Facebook at Girls with Fun Podcast.
If you like this episode, be sure to leave us a review on your favorite streaming service. If you have an idea for an episode or you want to share your thoughts on any of the topics we've discussed, slide into our DMs or email us at girlswithfunpod@gmail.com. Thanks again for joining us, and see you next time!